Hi everyone, welcome back to day two of our article about distance learning. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
So yesterday we introduced the idea of distance learning, which these days a lot of people do on the internet.
Right, it's a good thing to do if you want to continue your education,
mm-hmm.
but you can't find the time to go to school.
Yeah, we looked at the benefits of distant learning. You have lots of freedom, you get lots of personal feedback quickly, and your teachers can come from all over the world.
Those are lots of good reasons.
And today we're going to look at an example of distance learning. In fact, one of the very first examples.
Wow, that sounds really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's now start the lesson.
Learn it your way. Oxford and Cambridge are the UK's top universities, but they're not the biggest. That prize goes to the Open University, a pioneer in distance learning. Since it opened in 1971, it aims to provide education for everyone, no matter where they live or what they want to study. The Open University now has over 250,000 students, and 50,000 of these live overseas. Many are in full-time employment, and some have physical difficulties in attending classes in person. If you want to study something but can't make it to the classroom, online learning could be the answer.
Word power!
Top. Top. Jessica wants to study at a top university in the U.S. Jessica wants to study at a top university in the U.S. Prize. Prize. Christine won first prize at the talent show. Christine won first prize at the talent show. Aim. Aim. Our restaurant aims to provide healthy and delicious food. Our restaurant aims to provide healthy and delicious food. Employment. Employment. The company offered Ashley employment at its office in China. The company offered Ashley employment at its office in China.
Okay, this article starts off by talking about the UK, my home country.
Hey.
It says, Oxford and Cambridge are the UK's top universities, but they're not the biggest. Now, top, T-O-P, top, means the best or most successful. You could talk about the top sports players, top actors, top TV shows, anything really.
Right. Oxford 当然就是这个牛津大学，还有 Cambridge 就是剑桥大学，是英国最顶尖的大学哦。可是呢，他们却不是最大间的学校哦。OK， 我们来看一下 top 这个字，它是个形容词，有着顶尖的。像是刚刚呢，这个 Pat 说，它几乎可以用在套在所有的人事物是最棒的，像是 top tennis players， 或是 people in top jobs， OK， or top marks， or I got the top score。OK， 那另外的呢，像是我非常喜欢看的一个节目之一，就是美国超级名模生死斗哦。诶，它的英文就是 America's Next Top Model.
Ah, got it. So let's use top in a sentence. Jessica wants to study at a top university in the US. Jessica wants to study at a top university in the US.
所以 Jessica 她想要在美国的顶尖大学呢就是念书啦。
Jessica wants to go to the US, but in this article, it talks about Oxford and Cambridge in the UK.
Right.
Now, they're two of the oldest universities in the world as well, and you have to be really smart to go there. Sadly, I'm not that smart.
Okay, 我觉得 Pat 其实很谦虚啊，他真的 he is very very smart. Okay, 只不过呢，要去上这两所大学的人要更加非常的聪明哦。那回到课文，既然这两所大学都不是最大间的大学，那到底英国最大间的大学是哪里呢？
However, as the article says, Oxford and Cambridge are not the biggest universities in the UK.That prize goes to the Open University, a pioneer in distance learning since it opened in 1971. So let's look at the word prize, P-R-I-Z-E, prize. A prize is an award that's given to a person who wins a competition, a race, something like that, or who does very good work.In this case, it's not a person, but this other school, the Open University.
Okay, 那到底呢第一名最大间最大所的这个大学在英国是哪间呢？答案就是 Open University, 也就是英国公开大学哦。那刚刚我们有提到的 prize 这个字其实有奖项。那常常我们会说第一名颁给谁谁谁，我们都会说 the first prize goes to, 那当然 second or the third prize 就是第二或是第三名啦。
So here's another example sentence with prize. Christine won first prize at the talent show. Christine won first prize at the talent show.
Yay, well done, Christine. Christine 在这个 talent show 就是才艺表演当中呢得到了第一名哦。
The Open University is also described as a pioneer, P-I-O-N-E-E-R, pioneer. A pioneer is a person, or in this case, a group, that is among the first to research and develop a new area of knowledge or a new activity.So this means that the Open University was one of the first schools to offer distance learning.
Wow, 所以呢这个公开大学就是 Open University, 可以形容是 pioneer, 就是有着先驱者或是开拓者这样的意思哦。那在很早很早之前呢很早期就开始了这个 distance learning, 也就是远距教学啦。
So let's find out more about this university. The article says,It aims to provide education for everyone, no matter where they live or what they want to study. So to aim, A-I-M, aim, means to try or plan to achieve something. So this is what the Open University wants to do, provide education for everyone.
Nice. 所以呢我们来看一下 Open University 它的目标通常我们用 aim, A-I-M, 是当作名词来表示目标但是当我们用 aim to do something, 就是有着以什么为目标或是致力于。所以呢在这里是指 Open University 它致力于提供教育给大众哦所以不论你住在哪或想要学什么都可以到那边去做远距教学。
So here's another one with aim. Our restaurant aims to provide healthy,And delicious food. Our restaurant aims to provide healthy and delicious food.
Nice! 我们的餐厅的目标呢就是要提供健康和好吃的食物啦。
So let's find out some more facts about the Open University. According to the article, the Open University now has over 250,000 students. And 50,000 of these live overseas.That means they don't even live in the UK.
Okay, 那原来呢，这公开大学现在有超过25万名学生，那其中的5万呢，则是住在海外 overseas.
The next sentence talks about these students and suggests why they choose distance learning. Many are in full-time employment, and some have physical difficulties in attending classes in person.
OK, 好那刚刚提到的这个远距教学的学生很多呢是有全职工作啦而且呢有些则是可能是比较身心障碍者无法亲自到这个学校上课。
OK, we've got a few words to look at in this sentence, and the first one is employment, so E-M-P-L-O-Y-M-E-N-T, employment, which means the condition of having a paid job.So if you give someone a job, you employ, E-M-P-L-O-Y, employ them, and then that person is in employment. Okay, so here it says full-time employment, which is maybe 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
You can also have part-time employment, which could be only evenings or weekends.
I get it. Employment, 我们来看一下这个名词，就是有着就业啦或是工作。那它的动词则是 employ, 就是指雇用这样的意思。那常常我们可能会看到这个 employer 跟 employee, 不要把这两字给搞错哦。employer 就是指雇主或者是老板啦，而 employee 则是指员工这样的意思啦。那刚刚我们提到的有这个全职性或是兼职性的 employment 工作，那当然 full time 就是全职，而 part time 就是指兼职。
Okay, so we could say the company offered Ashley employment at its office in China. The company offered Ashley employment at its office in China.
那间公司提出给这个 Ashley 在大陆公司的工作机会啦。
So some people can't study because they have jobs. Others have physical difficulties. Physical, which is P-H-Y-S-I-C-A-L,Physical means to do with the body.
Yes.
So a person with physical difficulties might be in a wheelchair or have other disabilities.
Right. Physical 指的就是身体的这样的意思，是个形容词。就如同佩雅刚刚说的，有的人可能是身上朋友或者是行动不方便的人。
A person with physical difficulties might not be able to attend a class. To attend, A-T-T-E-N-D,Attend means to be present at something. So, for example, you can attend a class, a party, or a wedding.
Okay, 我们来看一下 attend 这个字哦，它就有着出席或是参加的意思。那也可以出席像是 attend a party, 一个舞会啦 or you can attend a meeting, 就是出席一个会议 and that's really formal. Yeah,
we also saw the phrase in person. If you're somewhere in person,You're really there. So people who talk on the phone or on Skype or like here,
right,
are not talking in person. So, but if I talk to Laura, we are talking in person. You can also say face to face.
我懂，其实 in person 就是面对面亲自这样的意思，就像是 face to face.
So as we see, there are a few things that might stop a person going to class. And distance learning is good for these people.As the final sentence of the article says, if you want to study something but can't make it to the classroom, online learning could be the answer.
Yay! 所以最后课文就提到呢，那如果呢你想要就读啦，或是继续深造，但是却无法实体的去教室上课呢，或许呢这个网络的这个教学可能就是可以帮助你们就是你要找的答案咯。
Okay, and that is the end of the article. So now it's time for us to end the lesson. Okay, so Laura, if you were going to study something now, okay,
now?
Using distance learning,
okay,
what would you study?
I think I want to learn creative writing or writing screenplays for film and television.
Wow, that's awesome.
Right, 这是我想要学习写作，就像是或者就是电影或是电视的编剧。What about you, Pat?
Well, I might study history because I find that really interesting. Another useful thing might be to learn a skill I need to be better at my job so that I can make more money. For example, I should probably study Chinese so I can speak, read, and understand it properly. Okay, so are you studying anything now?
Sort of, but it's not really formal. I'm sort of learning photography, with my friends.
Wow.
What about you?
Well, I sometimes go to theater classes where I can learn to be a better actor.
Wow, I want to learn that too. Can I join you? Maybe if you're going?
Of course you can.
Great. So I guess that's the end of our article.
So remember, online learning gives you a lot of freedom to learn on your own terms, okay? We'll see you again next time. Bye.
Bye.
Everything was fantastic.We really had a great time.
Everything was fantastic. We really had a great time.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。昨天我们聊到了 如果参加 party 时要跟主人道别，可以跟对方说什么呢？假设今天你很喜欢这个 party， 你可以跟他说 Everything was fantastic. We really had a great time. 一切都棒极了，我们真的玩得很开心。首先我们看到 fantastic 这个字就表示很棒的意思，这个单字在很多的情况下都可以使用。假设今天你出国度假回来，你朋友问你说好不好玩啊，你就可以跟他回答说 It was fantastic， 真的太棒太好玩了。或者假设今天妈妈煮了一桌的好菜问你好不好吃，你也可以跟他说 Everything was fantastic，跟我们这次学的用法一样，表示一切都棒极了。而此外句子后方的 Somebody had a great time 就表示某人玩得很开心。假设今天你跟爸妈去游乐园玩，他们问你开不开心，如果你觉得很开心的话，就可以说 I had a great time， 我真的很开心。好，希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。就我们来复习一下今天的例句。Everything was fantastic. We really had a great time. 那聚会我们下次见咯。
Everything was fantastic. We really had a great time.
Everything was fantastic. We really had a great time.
Tic Tac!
I'm so scary, 好害怕哦！
哎、欸，你凶起来真的是很恐怖哎、
欸。应该是这边没有错，我跟人家约在这里。
你确定？
嗯，没错。
This place is so spooky, I'm so scared.
好吧，只是黑了一点啊 ，Don't be scary。嗯，我去看他来了没哈，拜拜。
你不要把我一个人放在这里。
嗯，我都已经很怕了，表姐还把我一个人留在这里。可是他刚刚说。Don't be scary. 诶，这句话大家知道错在哪里吗？之前就已经讲过100次啦。这个 scary 跟 scared 两个不要傻傻分不清楚哦。这个 don't be scary， 这个 scary 是指什么？恐怖的意思。正确应该要说 don't be scared， 因为 scared 通常是指人，还表示嘎嘎很害怕的意思，像是 I'm so scared。可是刚刚表姐说的 don't be scary 这是错的哦，就像如果有人说 I'm so scary 来表示哇嘎嘎我很害怕也是错的，因为 scary 通常是指某个东西或是做某件事情很恐怖的意思哦，所以像是 scary movies 就是恐怖片，所以呢千万不要再说 I'm so scary， 人家可能会以为诶你是一个很恐怖的人哦。另外呢我还要补充一个字给大家认识，就是一开始我说 This place is so spooky S-P-O-O-K-Y 是指毛骨悚然的阴森恐怖的意思，通常呢是会让人联想到鬼魂就会用到这个字哦，像是如果你在这个鬼屋或是蒙阿波 Cemetery 就可能会用到 spooky 这个字。 So the cemetery and the haunted house are very spooky places
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以 scare 是嘎嘎害怕的， scary 是恐怖的，而跟阿飘相关很阴森恐怖的 feel， 我们就要用 spooky。
Learn it your way.
Oxford and Cambridge are the UK's top universities, but they're not the biggest.That prize goes to the Open University, a pioneer in distance learning since it opened in 1971. It aims to provide education for everyone, no matter where they live or what they want to study. The Open University now has over 250,000 students, and 50,000 of these live overseas.Many are in full-time employment, and some have physical difficulties in attending classes in person. If you want to study something but can't make it to the classroom, online learning could be the answer.
Top. Top. Jessica wants to study at a top university in the U.S. Jessica wants to study at a top university in the U.S. Prize, prize. Christine won first prize at the talent show. Christine won first prize at the talent show. Aim, aim. Our restaurant aims to provide healthy and delicious food. Our restaurant aims to provide healthy and delicious food. Employment, employment. The company offered Ashley employment at its office in China. The company offered Ashley employment at its office in China.